Afternoon, everyone. Right, today we're going to cook bavette steak. Not a steak that's often known over here. It's an unusual cut, I grant you. It's from between the 12th and 13th rib, but trust me, it's beautiful. Okay, so you take a nice bit of steak, probably about 500 grams per person. Don't do anything with it just for the minute. Leave it to one side, but get your grill on now, because that needs to be super hot. Now, you can use a pan, a griddle pan, or if you're lucky, you've got a big green egg, perfect. Get that right up to the hottest temperature you can. In the meantime, little bit of olive oil on the top of the steak there. Rub it in. Okay, then take a clove of garlic, probably, perhaps two if you're feeling adventurous and European. Crush that, chop it up, a little bit of salt on it, and then rub it into the bavette as well. That's pretty much all you need to do. You can also put a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of sesame on there as well, but you know, you can keep it simple. Rub it in, bang it back in the fridge for 15 minutes whilst it can marinate and whilst your grill pan or your barbecue is getting up to temperature. Then it's dead simple. Once it is up to temperature, you take your bavette, you then put it on, sizzle for 30 seconds, pretty much a minute, either side, and that's it. Done. Lovely. Rare. You don't want to have it any more than that, and it's a bavette. Serve that with a green salad, slice it up, and before you know it, it's steak frites in Paris. There you go.